Salutations and greetings. Welcome to Neville Mind Tricks.
Guess what? It grows the economy. Benefits everybody. Hurts nobody.
Hee-haw! Greetings and salutations. How I broke my addiction. Just a funny story before I get into that. I had to run an errand last week, but it was raining. Now, that's not even the weirdest part of it. I've always prided myself into being able to cause the rain. Whenever I'd get my car washed, it would almost automatically rain. And Monday morning of last week, woke up with zero intent to wash cars or have the cars washed. But by lunchtime, supper time, both cars had a nice thorough wash. And it's been raining off and on ever since. Which is funny since I always complain how it never rains. But anyway, I had to run an errand, but decided to do it the next day simply based on the fact that it was raining. So why would I want to wash my car? Because even though if it wasn't currently raining, there's puddles. People drive like a-holes. And I'm not talking about a-holes. I'm talking about, you know, like Canada, eh? You know what I mean. But anyway, how I broke my addiction. And I'm talking about just addictions in general. I know addictions it could be a serious thing. So I'm not trying to downplay anything. But one thing I do find interest in are folks that become experts. And by experts, there's this service that I subscribe to, and I only subscribe to this service because it's free through the company I work for. Corporation pays here. If you want to sign up for an account, you can have free access to this. Now, I'm not going to do any advertising for them, but it's I don't even know what it's called. But it's basically you have celebrities or people that are deemed experts in certain categories, and they talk about it. I think it's called Talkmaster, Classmaster, some crap like that. But the reason I say crap, it's just a bunch of kooky liberals that I've seen. I mean, they have former First Lady Hillary Clinton doing a class on honesty. Speaking of honesty, that's a lie because there's no way. I guess you have to know your subject matter before you talk about your subject. But anyway, they just have weird things. Like they had some influencer, social media person who's the mother of, I guess, some more famous ones. But she's giving advice on how to be popular. And it's like, just sleep with a bunch of dudes. Get a lot of Botox, a lot of plastic surgery, sleep with a bunch of dudes on tape, and make sure the tape gets out. That's pretty much it. Hey, it is what it is, you know? But anyway, so you have all these experts that just kind of had success fall into their lap. Neville kind of warns us about that. He doesn't warn us, but he tells us that we fall into these states and we get the result of those states, whether or not we intend to do it or not. So how I broke my addiction. I broke my addiction to the sports rap. And I'm speaking to you under the assumption that you don't like sports, because I have an assumption that people that like Neville, besides me, don't watch sports. So I used to be really into sports, mostly football, but even in the summer months, I'd still pay attention to whatever summer sports were going on, and I could have a conversation on the fly with pretty much anybody regarding that topic because for some reason, somewhere along the line, I thought that would be a valuable skill to have. So I would wake up listening to sports rap, I'd drive into the office listening to the sports rap. Throughout the day, I'd listen to sports shows. I had a couple people that I would listen to religiously. I would always have my social media feed up to make sure I was on the cutting edge of any breaking news stories. I drove home listening to sports stuff, and I probably listened to sports stuff when I was at home winding down for bed. So that was quite the addiction, as it were. Which I thought it was normal. I thought all guys did that. I didn't think it was a weird thing. Obviously, when I was married to my girl's mom, I didn't do that as much. But when I was the single life, that's was what I was doing. And then it was around, oh, let me see, 2015, 2016, when I worked, I took on a different role with a different company. And there was a small class that was going through the training, indoctrination, whatever they call it. And nobody in that class likes sports. And I'm like, this is weird. I've never encountered a group of guys where not even one guy likes sports. I mean, there was one individual who pretended to, but, and he said he liked the Denver Broncos, who's a football team I like. So I tried to have a conversation with a guy about the Denver Broncos. A guy barely knew that they played football in Denver. So surprisingly, that was my first taste of not all guys are totally obsessed with sports because all my buddies, especially the drinking buddies, as was what I was doing a lot of in those days, were huge sports guys. And that just seemed like a natural thing to do. And I don't know if that had anything to do with it, or if I even intended to break my addiction of the sports rap, because I didn't think it was an issue. I just thought that was something that everyone did. All right. So I guess the moral of what I'm talking about here will be told when I'm done talking about it. So I just naturally stopped listening to it. And it wasn't anything I did. I didn't really set out with, oh, I need to listen to less of this crap. But I got to a point, and this was pre-Neville, where I kind of liked driving without the radio on with any sound. So just drive in silence, hear the sounds of the road and whatnot. And so I would do that for a while. And then these idiots just started getting woke or getting co-host for their shows that were just unusually stupid. And just a complete waste of my time to listen to. So I just kind of naturally stopped listening to sports stuff to the point where now I don't even know. Like, you could tell me something that happened in the sports world today, and I wouldn't have the slightest clue. Now, so technically, I broke an addiction to sports. Now, knowing what we now know of Neville, there was some imaginal act along the lines where I wasn't as sports obsessed as I once was. But the way I see it, looking back, it was just these idiots started saying stupid things, and I distanced myself from the idiocy, and that's why I stopped liking sports. But see, it's so easy for someone like that to just make stuff up. Make up a three-step plan on how to break your sports addiction. Keep your relationships intact. And just disclaimer, my relationships didn't suffer because I like sports, but you know, there's certain females out there that don't like their guys to always watch sports or go to the pub with their friends or play golf 10 times a week or whatever it is that guys get in trouble for these days. But it's easy to look back and make stuff up as to what you did to be successful. It's a lot more impressive and useful to do it the other way around. To look forward and say, I'm going to do this, blah, 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 blah. and then say, guess what? I did what I said I was going to do. Now, the Bible and Neville says, tell no man, to keep it to yourself. And now I'm also a big fan of keeping it to yourself, as far as your manifestations and what you're moving towards. I'm of the camp where nobody really cares what you're thinking about. Nobody cares about your successes or your failures. I mean, maybe they do your successes to know the realm of possibilities. I don't know. I like hearing success stories from people that listen to this podcast and people that I talk to about Neville, but everybody else I could give two flips. I don't really care. Most of it's because I'm cynical and think they're just making stuff up to get attention or to try to feel better about themselves, like I brought up in a past podcast. But how I broke my addiction to. So if you had something serious that you wanted to get rid of, so say I had an addiction to that today, what would I do differently? How would things be different if I wasn't obsessed with sports? Well, I probably wouldn't be recording this podcast now. I'd be listening to sports stuff. I probably wouldn't be reading as many Neville books. I would be on social media boards and websites or whatever, getting the latest and greatest sports information and writing vapid comments about how one player is better than the other player and the team that wears green is not as good as a team that wears purple and blue. So take what you will from it. Big things Neville was saying is tell nobody else. I know people have different opinions on that. But then again, to me, I'm going to share my opinion, 2 cents. If you want to share yours, NevilleMindTricks@gmail.com or Instagram, find me on there. People that have to tell people, it's just attention. They just want the attention. Because, again, nobody really gives a flip. I mean, they do, but not that much. And, you know, it could create that jealousy, competitive tension that, who does that really help? If you're a narcissist and you want people to think how great you are, go ahead. Who cares? Have fun. But that was my 2 cents. That was today's message from this side of the Neville Sphere. And dream better than the best. You know?